Let's return to our series, Taste of Summer. Today, we're toasting the season with the right wine for these hot August nights. Award-winning wine expert Leslie Sprocco joins us. She's at NPR member station KQED in San Francisco. Welcome to our program.
Thank you so much. Pleasure to be here.
So what are the characteristics of a good summer wine?
Well, the minute I think of summer and sunshine and warmth and the beach and the pool and the grill, it's light, bright, and affordable.
You sent us a bunch of wines to try, and you suggest that some of them are better for occasions that where you're on the go.
That's right. I mean, when you think about summertime, what are you doing? You're on the go to the beach, to a friend's house, to a block party. You're by the pool, which I'll talk about next, or you're taking things off the grill. So that's how I separated out some fun summer wines. So on the go, I sent you a lovely little bottle of sparkling wine from Chandon, which is the California outpost of Moët de Chandon, the French Champagne House. This is their limited edition summertime bottle.
They're about the size of Coke bottles. They're
really
cute. Yeah,
they are. Aren't they cute? They're 187s, we call them, and it's about two glasses of wine. For me, it's about one big glass. So,
well, I've got a glass of it here, and it's very light and a little bit sweet. Now, what about this pink wine I have here?
I picked a wine from South Africa, and it's Mulderbosch Rosé. Again, light, bright, and affordable, under $10 for this bottle of wine.
I'm trying it.
And the reason I picked it for on the go is because it's a screw cap. You don't need a corkscrew, obviously. You don't have to pack that in your bag when you go. Just throw the bottle in and bring some plastic glasses, and you're on your way.
Now, if we were thinking in terms of sitting by the pool, or in my case, it would be sitting on the back porch. What would we think of for that?
What you want, if you're, you know, basking in the sun and you want to dip in the pool, you either want to come out and grab something a little sweet or, conversely, something that's bone dry and just will quench your thirst. And both of the wines that I picked do just that. The first, I'm going to go sweet. So this is a Moscato d'Asti.
This is fabulous. It smells like honey and it tastes delicious.
That's right. And you can even add a little seltzer water to it, even add a little, you know, lime, slice of lime and make it into a cocktail.
And the other one I have here in my hand is a dry Riesling.
That's right. Puisy Vale, which is the name of the winery. And it is just dry and crisp and floral and minerally. And if you don't like sweet wines, please, I beg you to try this wine. It's absolutely beautiful.
Okay, let's try off the grill. I assume that most people are going to throw a big old hunk of meat on the grill when they barbecue. So that's why you sent us these big red wines?
I sent you big reds because, yes, when you have some ribs slathered in barbecue sauce or an old ribeye or filet, or for the vegetarians among us, I've picked two sort of exotic Mediterranean wines that people might not know about that are perfect and help broaden your wine horizons, if you will.
So this is the Tomaresca.
This is the Tomaresca Primitivo, the Torcicolla. This is coming from the heel of Italy. You know, Italy shaped like a boot. We're down on the heel here. And a beautiful, warm wine-growing region. And you get these big, rich reds. But they still have that gritty and mouth-cleansing tannin that help beautifully with meat. Mm-hmm. And then you can move down to Greece, and people go, Greek wines? Oh, what are you talking about?
I think they need our help, though.
But I have to tell you, Greek wines, I have been so impressed lately by what's been coming in from Greece. The one I've sent you is the grape variety is called Xenomavro. And this is just a terrifically elegant wine that still can stand up to the biggest of foods.
It's a little lighter than the Primitivo.
This would even go with salmon. With freshly chopped tomatoes on it.
Well, all of these wines are wonderful. Thank you very much.
You're welcome. And they're all affordable, all between $10 and $25.
Leslie Sprocco is the author of The Simple and Savvy Wine Guide. She hosts a television program on KQED in San Francisco called Check, Please. She joined us from KQED Radio in San Francisco. And you can find Leslie's recommendations on our website, npr.org. If you do decide to take some of this wine on the go, please be careful and responsible. This is Weekend Edition from NPR News. I'm Linda Wertheimer.